And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Colin McCann, born in Dublin, 1965. His book, Let the Great World Spin, came out in 2009. Grew up in suburban Dublin, middle class, house full of books, majored in journalism, came to the United States at 21, wanted to write a novel. He hopped on a 15-speed Schwinn and rode it around the country, 12,000 miles, through 40 states, collecting stories all along the way. Colin McCann, who said he's had a happy life, so it doesn't make for an interesting story, he said, for me, the logical conclusion is that I have to write about outside my life. So he said every time he writes a book, I take a brand new 3-year crash course in that which I want to know. To research one novel, he lived with homeless people in subway tunnels. For another, he went to Russia. For one, he looked at maps in the New York Public Library, then went off to Eastern Europe to wander through the gypsy camps. His epic, Let the Great World Spin, set in the 1970s, weaving the stories of a dozen New York protagonists, including prostitutes, a young radical Irish monk, a Park Avenue mother in mourning for her son killed in Vietnam, a story that begins with the image of the tightrope walker high in the air, walking the wire between the World Trade Towers. To get the voice of his protagonist, Tilly, a 38-year-old grandmother, longtime prostitute, McCann did a lot of research. He tried talking with women on the street. He shadowed police detectives around the Bronx, looked through rap sheets, trying to figure out which crime she might have committed, read the memoir of a pimp. He was trying to get the tone of her voice. And then one night, a line came floating to him, which went, "The skinniest dog I ever seen is the one on the side of the Greyhound buses." And he recognized that as the voice that he was trying to channel. He wrote all night, he said, and wound up with 6 pages. A monologue by Tilly, in which she said, "They didn't let me go to Corrigan's funeral. I would have walked the bakery line to get there. They put me back in the pen instead. I weren't crying. I laid straight out on the bench with my hand over my eyes. I saw my rap sheet. It's yellow with 54 entries, typed up, not so neat. You see your life with carbon copies kept in a file, Hunts Point, Lexington 49th, West Side Highway, all the way back to Cleveland." Colin McCann said, "I think a good novel can be a doorstep to despair. I also think the real bravery comes with those who prepare to go through that door and look at the world in all its grime and torment and still find something of value, no matter how small." Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield, A Small-Sized Mystery. Leave a door open long enough, a cat will enter. Leave food, it will stay. Soon, on cold nights, you'll be saying, "Excuse me," if you want to get out of your chair. But one thing you'll never hear from a cat is, "Excuse me," nor Einstein's famous theorem, nor "The quality of mercy is not strained." In the dictionary of cat, mercy is missing. In this world where much is missing, a cat fills only a cat-sized hole. Yet your whole body turns toward it again and again because it is there. A Small-Sized Mystery, a poem by Jane Hirschfield from Come Thief, collection from Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.